Track 6.
1.
In Virginia, a school librarian named Kelly Pasek had a creative idea to make sure kids have books to read. They can now choose from over 150,000 books, and the drone will bring the books to their homes. This is the first time a school is using drones to bring library books to students. Kids just need to ask for a book online, and then Ms. Pasek packs it up, and a drone brings it to their front yard. It's like a special way to deliver books.
2.
A 5-year-old boy named Connor, who loves the police, completed a special challenge for World Book Day. He wore his police uniform and went to the police station, where two officers, Rebecca and Kristen, met him. They let him read his book in a real police car, and he even got to explore the car and see the lights and sirens. Connor was very happy, and his mom said the officers were amazing and made his day special. Connor wants to become a police officer when he grows up.
3.
The company called Get Laid Beds is looking for someone who loves to read before bed. If they choose you, they will pay £1,000 to read a book for 30 minutes each night before sleeping for 1 month. Then, for another month, you'll go to bed without reading. They'll give you a free device to track your sleep and see if reading before bed makes sleep better or not. The company wants to know how books affect sleep, and you'll help them find out.
4.
A library in Minnesota got a big surprise when a very old book, Famous Composers, came back after being missing for more than 100 years. A young man found it on his grandfather's bookshelf, and it turns out he borrowed it from the library in 1919. The library thinks the book might not go back on the shelves because it's very old, but they're happy to have it as a special piece of history. The library thinks it's the oldest book ever returned.